Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to episode 142 of Two Niner Rider. Tonight, we've got our special guest, Coach Clyde. Hey, Coach Clyde. Maraming salamat.
Thank you for having me. Magandang gabi po sa lahat. Magandang hapon mga taga-Saudi. They are watching also. Yes.
International yung show natin today.
It's our first time here sa Two Niner Rider. Yeah.
And Coach Clyde, you were telling me backstage that you would watch Two Niner Rider when you were based in Saudi.
Yes, po. I've been watching a couple of some episode. Pagka nasa office usually afternoon on Thursday, just finishing some of the works kasi Thursday is the last day and then Friday is our holiday. So nakikita ko rin tong mga episode. But I cannot recall what episode was that, but that was last year. Yes.
Wow. Thank you for the support, Coach Clyde. And it's awesome to have you here. And of course, we've got Coach Erwin. Hi, Coach Erwin. Welcome to Two Niner Rider.
Hello. Good evening to all of you. Thank you very much for having us here. It's a great pleasure.
And of course, we have Mr. Moto Chismis himself, Aris Ilagan.
Good evening. Welcome, Coach Clyde, Coach Erwin. Welcome to Tonight Riders. We're glad to have you tonight.
Aris, anong bagong chismis natin this week? Parang may mainit na naman, ha? Anong mga sinishare mo?
Grabe yung sa FJ Moto event. Parang nag-umpisa yun actually hindi sa akin, eh. Yung Bangilan nila, tawag doon, Bangilan, eh. Yung organizers and of course, one of the teams. Because ayun na naman sa issue ng declaration of top finisher. Eh, alam niya naman mga endurance ngayon. Although it's ang FJ Moto people, they don't want to call the event an endurance challenge. They want to call it an adventure riding event.
So ibig sabihin nun, ayaw nila na parang karera.
So, ayaw nila.
Masaya, adventure, ganon.
Oo. Eh ngayon, itong isang grupo nga, medyo pasaway din, nag-declare pa rin na top finisher sila. And hindi lang yun ang issue that apparently angered itong mga organizers. The organizers found out that they violated the major policy sa adventure riding nila. Policy na yun, kasi yung, di ba, pinupuntahan nila mga liblib na lugar na walang ilaw, minsan walang kuryente, at saka wala nang kalye halos. Off-road eh, trail. Ngayon, ang policy nila is 6 p.m. wala nang magra-ride. Kasi nga, madilim. At saka may time matupad. May dinadaan sila mga bago. Oo. Ngayon, pwede kang, pag inabot ka ng 6, tapos wala ka pa sa safe area, igapang mo na lang yung motor mo. Nearest safe area. Kung may bahay o mapupuntahan, magstay na kayo or pwede kayong mag-put up ng tent. And apparently, this group, na dahil nga gusto nilang mauna, pinatay nila yung GPS nila, bro.
Hmm?
Oh, pinatay nila. Ito sabi sa akin, ha? Anyway, galing naman sa bubuit natin to, eh. dumiretso pa rin sila, which is, it's a safety policy violation. na malaking issue yun pag malaking tinanong mo yung mga organizer. So galit na galit sila. Then, ano gagawin nyo yan? Risk your lives just to declare yourself top finisher na ayaw din namin. Hindi ganun. Di, parang ngayon, eh, sumasagot-sagot pa noon eh sa Facebook eh. Ngayon, na, nagsabi yung ano, yung grupo, yung organizers na ano kaya, iba natin itong mga to.
Wow. Yun na po.
Moto chismis. Na,
so,
baka ibang sila.
On yeah. that note, because we are respectable people, hindi lang kami chismoso, sino yung guest natin next week, Maki?
Oh, yun. Yung guest natin, organizer mismo ng FJ Moto.
So, yun.
Fake
news, pwede namang totoo. So, depende yan sa nagdi-deliver.
And I want to get... credible source yan.
Yeah, hopefully, masustain natin yan. Kaya maingat nga tayo eh. I like the word lang na chismis na kinabit ko sa moto, moto chismis. It's very catchy. And oh, talagang hilig ng Pinoy yung chismis. Mahilig ng Pinoy.
Lalo yung mga rider.
Uy! Sobra. Ano, sinisita nila ako bakit daw 2,000 lang followers ko. Pare, ang alam ko dyan, yung iba ayaw pumindot noon dahil baka matrace sila eh.
Ano lang pala na
I gotta say that 2,000, but a couple of months ago, it was a couple of hundred. Right? Yeah, yeah. So, lakas talaga ng ano ni, hatak ni Aris with his data-driven chismis.
I saw the dashboard kanina. Yung engagement is up by 1,500%.
Wow.
For the past 28 days. Tapos na yung isang issue, ha, yung sa Boss Iron Man yan. Tapos, yung ano niya, yung net followers, I think up by 400%. Ang matindi yung, ano tawag doon yung binabalik-balikan mo? Impressions. Ano, mataas din yun. Almost half a million na yun, yung 500,000 eh. So ano, pare, medyo high moral ako eh. But, you know, on the bottom line, gusto ko lang good batting average about truth. I hope yun. I can say 95 to 99% truth sa mga ginagawa. Okay? And thank you sa support ng 29 Rider and also our long-time friends from Motor Clyde. Anyway, wait, ano, iba? Nakalimutan ko lang dapat pala natin sabihin tong dalawang coaches na magigiting na coaches na nakaharap natin ngayon. Kung anong position nila sa Motor Clyde. And let's
yun. Eh, pero introduce ko muna si Maki.
Ay, si Maki muna. Sige,
Maki. Maki, what have you been up to?
I'm just tracking events this month.
Daming events.
Actually, ngayon. Run through ko na lang. Actually ngayon, nag-ingress na for Inside Racing. It's happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday sa World Trade Center. So,
any of you guys going there to the IR event?
Wala. Ako, maybe. Ako sa ano, Saturday and Sunday. I'm meeting some guys. Some brands invited me to ano cover some launches. Kasi may mga ilalaunch doon ng mga products as usual, di ba? After 2-3 years sa pandemic. Ngayon lang ulit nag-full force ang mga trade show. And I'm excited what's in store for Inside Racing this weekend.
Ayun, lalo share na, with us next Thursday what you see. And mag-post tayo from Maki Moto.
Sigurado, maraming tao. Mga ano, sale, the usual. Ang titignan ko doon, ano yung mga changes? Like, kasi alam na natin kung ano yung nangyayari dyan sa mga trade show. Eh. Pero let's see what are mga nagbago and syempre, yun, which brands will stand out this weekend.
Yun. Okay. And then, oh, speaking of sales, there's a huge sale going on in Moto Market. I think it's also in, they're syncing up with the IR event. they're selling it's how much is this? 20% off on all regularly priced items. The promo duration is March 23 to 26. Okay, people, I'm so sorry. Yung mga motong market.
Ang dami pa.
Ang dami pang cases. No? Ipapadala ko bukas para magamit na sa sale. Promise.
Oh.
Pangalawa, pero I'm so sorry.
Ako na lang. Biling ko na lang sa iyo ng 50 sale. Off. Ako na gagamit.
I think may utang ako kay Miss Teki eh. Kay Miss Teki.
Siyempre yung mga guests natin, bibigyan din natin ng GCS.
Oh. So yun, Coach Erwin, Coach Clyde, meron rin kayong 500 pesos. Pero ngayon, dahil may sale, dagdag ka ng 20%.
Oh, plus 20% yun.
Alright.
I think that's all. That's all Harris, this weekend.
Let's give the CV and resume of Coach Clyde and Coach Erwin.
Okay. Straight na ako to the point, no? Yung, let's go to the titles nitong dalawa doon sa Motor Clyde. And we'll let them talk what Motor Clyde is all about. Itong si Coach Clyde, syempre, nakadikit yung pangalan niya doon sa name ng company, Motor Clyde. He's the quality and training director of the company, of the training company. It's a training company po yan, ha? Hindi po yan motor sales. Di ba? Habang itong si Coach Erwin Carpeña, siya naman yung managing director and senior trainer. Oh, for the first time, may kasama na akong senior. Anyway, we let the two talk about Motor Clyde, which is a very new company, but right now, it's a very strong brand. Go, Miss Coach Clyde.
Okay, let me introduce again. So thank you for having us here, Iba, Makimoto, and of course, Pops Aris. It's been a long time na magkakaibigan tayo. We used to ride together. Kikita tayo sa some events whenever I come over for vacation. And then lagi ko siya nakikita. Talaga tong ano to, very active. So napapublish niya rin ako ng sa iba-ibang article niya. Even sa National Convention way back 2018 sa Bicol, as I myself is a Picolano, we met there. So na-feature niya yung ano. Eh, hindi naman niya ako fini-feature. Nakunan lang ako, nahagip kay Senator JB. Pinipicturean niya siya actually. Pero nakasmile ako sa kanya.
Historic then, photo. Historic photo.
Historic photo. And then, sabi ko, ako yung pinicturean mo na hindi mo lang ako pinaharap. And then, biglaan, finiture niya ako sa
Top Gear.
Yeah. Na ang multa doon ng mahuli sa lockdown kasi sa Jed, sa Saudi, pag nag-lockdown, huli ka ng 10,000 reals. That's more or less equivalent to 140,000 pesos in
Dito
sa atin. Wow. Yes. Pag nahuli po kayo na if you are not a tinatawag na frontline personnel, tapos yun. And then, yung OFW, no? Sinabi mo na magpuput up kami ng school. He's one of the inspiration na bakit namin to na buong company. And of course, of his senior experience in riding, sa media, support. And we were able to come out with this company, now corporation na po kami. Yes, less than 2 years. So maraming salamat po. Marami pa tayong mapagkwentuhan. At back to you, Pops Aris.
Ayaw mong kwento. Gusto ko chismis. Okay, we let's have naman si Coach Erwin Carpeña. Ito iba yung role nito, ha. Akala nyo coach lang siya sa training, but he's doing something else. Kumbaga sa ibang companies, ito yung pinaka bagman . Walang lalabas at papasok na pera na hindi niya alam. Go ahead, Coach Erwin.
Hello, good evening, Boss Iba, Makimoto, finally meeting you, at least dito. Idol Aris, good evening. Well, I would like to thank first Idol Aris. He's one of our biggest supporter from the beginning, from the time na inopen namin yung Motor Clyde, and even nung pinaplano pa lang si Motor Clyde, he's one of our biggest supporter. Well, what is Motor Clyde? Nung nag-start kami 5 years ago, we just riding with Coach Clyde. Nagpaturo ako sa kanya. Very brief information. We don't know each other. I'm a business developer and country manager sa isang magandang kumpanya sa Saudi Arabia. I'm planning to retire by the age of something, you know, been there for 15 years. I wanted to have my own motorcycle and hindi ako pwede mag-motorcycle nang hindi nagpapaturo. So itong si Coach Clyde lang ang isa sa nire-recommenda ng marami na pwede magturo. Well, suplado ako noon na ayaw ko magpaturo sa Pilipino. As you know, nasa abroad ka, dapat foreigner na magpaturo, magturo, di ba? So, anyhow, since na lahat ng natanong ko, who is the best trainer to train me on Harley, that particular brand, walang sinasabi kundi si Coach Clyde. So, after 2 months of searching kung sinong pwedeng magturo sa akin, even my friends who is in the good standing sa Saudi Arabia, I'm talking about Prince, CEO ng mga companies na nagra-rides, they told me that there's a Filipino guy and he's very good. His name is Clyde. So I think I don't have a choice. He's the only guy who can train. So nagpa-train ako sa kanya. After several days na nagturoan kami, we became a buddies, we became friends, we became a brothers. Ini-invite niya lagi ako for riding hanggang sa he asked me, Erwin, bro, what do you think? You're planning to go in the next couple of years. What do you think I need to do? So I said, let's make it a legit business. So we made Water Clyde legit in Saudi Arabia. So
oh, wow. The partner, international yung Water Clyde.
Galing. So, and Coach Clyde, as you know, his credential is way far from everybody. Dahil siya lang ang nag-iisang non-Arab na inawardan ng SAMF o isang governing body tungkol sa motorcycle para magturo. So wow. He undergone a lot of training sa different countries sa GCC, Gulf Country Region. So respetado pagdating sa big bikes. You talk to any riders, they know Coach Clyde. So halos dumaan sa kanya yung current members at saka ibang members ng Harley-Davidson at ibang group, ibang brand from BMW, Honda, even yung KTMs, all of this dumaan sa kanya. So nakakatuwa dahil it's just a small dream here. Nung nagturoan kami sa Saudi, hanggang dinala namin siya dito in 2021. But before 2021, we're already planning this for 1.5 years bago itayo sa Pilipinas. Tinamaan lang ng pandemic pero dumiretso pa rin kami. And believe it or not, even Coach, what do you call this? Sir Aris, alam niya, in the peak of pandemic year 2021, nung nag-open kami, may mga naririnig kami sa side comment na parang nasisira na ata ang bait ang mga OFW na to dahil ang pandemic nag-open ang business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to our surprise, it came out that marami ang nag-aantay sa gantong training centers. And we have a lot of clients immediately. We have some contracts, big brands came in. Hindi pa kami nagsimula, may agreements na agad. May mga setup na agad. So, to cut the long story short, we are running 1 year and 8 months officially. And we're planning to open in Pampanga anytime soon. We're just finalizing everything. And hopefully, we will have another one in Cavite or in Laguna for the third. Tapos, Cebu and Davao is coming as well next year.
Grabe, ah. Grabe. Congratulations, guys. I mean, you know,
may akala nila.
Yeah.
Paano mag-enroll? Parang na.
Oh, yeah. Ano
na ako. Gusto kong mag-enroll.
Sign me up na agad.
Ikaw, Maki, tama ka?
Boss guy, ako muna, coach. Allow me, coach. Ako muna.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, nakakatuwa, Idol Iba. Yung iba, through Facebook, inquiry, and I think 60% of our trainees right now came from referrals. Word of mouth. Nakakatuwa po. I don't know with Coach Clyde. Some of the other are already other trainees. Kilala si Coach Clyde. Coach, go ahead.
Okay. I got myself exposed nung 2018 sa Harley-Davidson community kasi sabi ko, let me be a volunteer. I was talking to Mr. Jay Bautista And it's because of Tatay Bean, si Ermitaño ng Harley. Eh, long hair yan na puti. Kilala nyo yan. Yun. Sabi niya, eto, galing abroad kaibigan ko. Kasi Manoy, Bicolano eh. So, we're talking in our dialect. Pinadala ko yung credential, sabi ng manager sa Harley Davidson. Are you really an instructor? You're still young. Usually, pag instructor, dapat balbal sarado, retired, o ano.
Maraming tattoo. Maraming tattoo dapat.
Oo, oh, maraming tattoo. Well, sabi ko, let us try out. Let me help you. If you can make me a safety officer, let me be your representative sa national convention. So, si Wawi, kapatid ni Toto, Villanueva, they are the organizer at that time sa Bicol. Yes. Pinasarado niya yung buong kalsada doon sa Albay Park sa munisipyo. So, I was doing a public demo. I did that twice. Isa sa kalsada. Nagbibicol ako, of course, on my dialect. Tapos sa Albay Astrodome. So, English naman doon kasi may mga foreigners from Bohol. So, basic safety check na motor. Pero doon sa labas, Bicol na may konting drills and yung mga ibang five skills to master and then, of course, emphasis of safety gear. So, doon po nagsimula. Na-involve tayo sa pag-volunteer. Kaya gulat na gulat siya. There must be something that we need to pay you. Sabi ko, no. Probably next time. I'm happy with what I do. And then, every year, I conduct a training sa Cebu, sa Davao, even sa shout-out to Lerap Cavite. May matalik tayong kaibigan dyan, si Dennis Ambat. So, yeah, lagi ako nagko-conduct ng training sa kanila. It's Sir not about Daddy. Money, eh. Yeah. It's not about money. Kasi pagka sabi nilang international trainer to, takot sila eh. Kasi baka mamahalin o gano'n. Sabi ko, it's not about money. It's the passion that keeps me moving and drive natin to help and to share our knowledge. I'm the result of yung pagiging masipag po sa different trainings. May coach ako na police instructor from Netherlands. Meron sa Dubai. Meron sa Riyadh. Nagaling din sa States. And I got the Top Gun Master Patch Challenge doon sa Bahrain. Yung parang police course sa America. On 18 feet, using a Road King police, you don't touch the cone, you don't put down your legs. And this coming Saturday, yun po yung result ng skills riding competition natin. Wala pong racing na mangyayari. It's all about precision skills. Yeah. Kasi pag sinabing big bike, uy, ang bilis naman dyan. Actually, madaling mapabilis. Ang tanong dyan, paano mo siya i-maneuver na mabagal? Ang challenge po kasi maraming
natutumba. Ano yan, Coach Clyde? Kung may sumali na mga katulad ng sumali sa FJ Marco, anong gagawin mo?
Matatalo yun, sigurado.
Makulit. Anong gagawin mo?
De, of course, alam we just have to do the process, di ba?
Dito, sa event nila Coach Clyde, ang nananalo, yung last to arrive.
Yun. Kasi pabagal. Yung fresh to arrive. Yung last to arrive.
Last to arrive.
Sa aming courses, meron din kaming course actually. May tawag kami dyan para pampasarap ng training course. Even yung mga babae, may group training kami sa amin. May tawag tayong after the yung course, no? Meron tayong turtle race.
Yan.
Pabagalan talaga eh. Yeah, may mga elimination, tapos may finals. Talaga, sinong pinakamabagal? Yun ang panalo dyan eh. Eh, tayo, naka-experience din ako sa ating kaibigan sa enduro, static balance. Pero sa big bike, mahirap yung static balance. At least you keep the bike moving para may konting momentum. And then, you perform with the balance and combination of the brake. Yeah, going back to the courses, yes. I've been a coach since 2014. Back there in Jeddah, nag-support ako sa Harley Davidson of Jeddah. So, aside from my work, I'm their consultant, I'm supporting the new riders. And then, after how many years, I got involved in the community, naging road captain po ako, official road captain of the Jeddah chapter since 2015 up to 21. Really, I serve. And then, safety officer, nag-organize ako ng mga international trainers para maipadala natin sa mga mag-conduct sa Jeddah na sa ating mga riders. So, safety officer and a training officer. So, coordinator din tayo. So, out of that, na-met ko si Coach Erwin. Sabi niya, bro, how many students can you teach in a day? Sabi ko, at night kasi sa gabi tayo nagtuturo eh. During the day, mainit talaga sa Saudi. Sabi ko, I can handle 2 to 3 students. Oh, that's good. Kasama ko doon. Pero kung nagkasakit ka, sabi ko, yun lang. So sabi niya, try to invest in people. So may nagkaroon ako ng mga assistant coaches. Tapos bumili sila ng motor. Kailangan ng backup. Mapagamit natin ang motor nila. So may nagkaroon ako ng program na you learn and you earn. Nice. So, yung mga naging assistant coaches namin, nila Coach Sherwin, naging magagaling na rider na rin. So, lahat ng skills natin, we were able to came up with a different modules. Meron tayo basic, which is learn to ride from zero. Basta may minimum requirements tayo, marunong ka magbisikleta. May magic po tayo dyan. Matututo ka po magmotor. Hindi lang basta motor, pero big bike.
Take your banking to the next level with GoTime Bank. Download the app now on Google Play or App Store to go shop, go send, and go save smarter, faster, and safer.
Visit www.gotime.com.ph or go to their official social media pages in the description box below for more details. It's go time.
Meron din tayo yung sa refresher rider, yung mga seasoned rider, intermediate between basic and advanced one. So what is advanced one? More on, medyo tight maneuvering na siya that includes also hazard avoidance. Tapos may maraming mga tight, naka-attend na rin yan si Pops Aris. Pag sinabing rear brake, front brake pa rin, makulit ang kamay niya. Kasi kung nag-typer na, lock manibela, talagang nagmamassage pa yan ng front brake.
Sumisimple.
And meron kaming stage 2. Ano yung stage 2? Yan po yung tinatawag na competition level. Yung ginagawa na namin, may precision riding, a combination of like a police course in America and also Moto Gymkhana, which I also took the course back there in Riyadh. So yung coach ko, official coach and member ako ng Moto Gymkhana Association sa Japan. Hindi po yung Moto Gymkhana YouTube, ha? Pinaghihirapan po talaga yan. Makita ka lang ng, uy, nakita ko sa YouTube. Oh, gagayahin ko. Rider na ako din. Mahirap yung ganun po, eh. You have to undergone yung proper theoretical part. Hindi lang basta-basta na manat. Kasi importante po yung concept ma-develop sa isip po and application. So, sa madaling salita, ang pinaka-highlights ng aming school is meron tayong road captainship. So, ano yes. naman yun? Yung you organize a ride, you bring one pack. Ayan, Kapitan Aris, napilitan pa nga yan eh. So, nung una, paride-ride lang yan, taga-video. Pero last time, nung siya na ang nagli-lead sa grupo, kami naman yung pasaway. So, he has to manage it on the ride. So, aside from that, yung experience ko rin po sa enduro at saka motocross, kasi nag-motocross din po ako, we came up with a big bike combination and an enduro. Nandun na po yung module ng aming adventure. Meron po tayong adventure 1, adventure 2, and yung extreme is may kasama ng 90 degrees turn, 180 elephant turn, and even jumping on an obstacle.
Wow.
So,
okay, wait. Coach Clyde.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to register na for the intermediate refresher. Si Maki for sure. Gymkhana level na si Maki.
Wala.
Tapos kasi sa intermediate. And then si Aris, captain na yan. Captain level na yan.
Captain
Chismis. San yung ano nyo dito malapit sa metro?
Coach Erwin.
Yeah, currently we have only in Santo Tomas, Batangas.
Batangas.
Santo Tomas,
okay.
Batangas. Yes. But you know what, since na in demand ngayon yung nalalayuan daw sa Batangas. So people are organizing group of riders. Pumupunta kami. We conducted even in BGC, you know, sa Heritage Park before. Organized by Derek Bing.
Shout out sa Derek Bing. Yeah, the big ride, yes. Kami po yun.
Bing Basit.
Yes.
Bing Basit. The big ride. Nagko-contact din kami, Idol Iba, sa out location such as Pampanga, Ilocos. We even go as far as Bohol, Davao, Cebu. So, as long as nag-organize yung isang group, pupunta kami basta may space.
Baka pwede tayo mag-organize for the tunay na rider.
Pwede.
Exactly.
Okay yun. Sige, we'll talk to you guys after this about a tunay na rider, Coach Clyde,
Motor Clyde.
And Erwin session. Yeah, we can invite our Tunay na Rider friends and family to join. Ano yung minimum number or maximum number?
Maximum number namin is 20. Usually, okay. 15 to 20 maximum. Pero to be safe, 15 is our standard. Kasi kaya 20, minsan kasi yung iba, parang ano lang, nag-join lang, just refresher. Pero hindi nag-drill talaga. Simply because of, alam mo yun, natatakot sa motor nila, masyado maganda, baka daw matumba. But others really work hard for the training. So we recommend na pag nagpunta talaga doon, laban din po siya na matuto. So that's what we are doing. And we can call it Idol Iba na safety riding training. So combination siya ng advance, depende sa assessment. Because one thing good about Motor Clyde, pag nagpunta ka sa Motor Clyde, pag sinabi mong advance ka na, i-assess ka muna ng mga coaches.
Tama.
Kasi Maki, palaging pinapagalitan ng mga coaches eh.
Hey, coach, hindi, sigurado. Hindi, sigurado. Pag sumali ako dito, talagang papagalitan
ako. we have encountered more than 1,000 students already in 1 year and 8 months. So medyo aware na rin kami sa konting riding attitude ng mga nag-kliyente natin. Many are humble. Many rin naman. Kasi yung humble, sinabi nila, boss, enroll ako basic. Pero pag naman nag-ride sila, nakita namin, sabi, boss, hindi na yan pang basic. Lugi ka. Kasi ang drill namin, ibibigay siya basic, pero your skills requires an intermediate or advanced. So mag-advance, advance ang magiging course mo. So on the spot, nila-level up nila Coach Clyde, nila Coach Tiny, we're discussing it on actual. Kasi lugi yung, pati private yan, iba. Usually private, one-on-one coaching yan, or one-on-two. So, one coach, one rider. Kaya yung sinasabi ni Coach Clyde, learn to ride. We have a challenge. In 30 minutes to 1 hour, dapat kapag-takeoff na yan.
Wow.
And including U-turn and zigzag, of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ang si galing. Maki,
ano yan? Humble na tao yan. Mabait yan. Pero pag nakasakay na sa motor, sobrang bastos.
O hindi ah. Bait-bait ko kaya. Talong mo kila John D. Yung kano ka bait. Sumusunod ako sa ano. May mga magandang.
All right, ano yan? Yeah, we've got 3 slots here na out of the 15. May 12 pa tayo. And then may kaibigan ka dito, si John Ochoza. Gusto na sumama. So 14 na. 4 na.
Ano na yan? Super advanced na yan eh.
Yung kano level na ba yun?
Yun nga kagad. Idol Makimoto, that's a good thing. Kahit na sabi mong advance. Because any riders, natutunan ko yan kay Coach Clyde sa mga international trainer natin, walang magaling na rider talaga agad. Every rider has its own weaknesses.
You know what my realization is that yung mga, and this is called again, the Dunning-Kruger effect. Yung mga rider na konti lang alam, sobrang feeling mayabang, feeling magaling. Pero yung mga pinakamagaling na rider, sila yung gusto matuto.
Correct.
True.
Yun.
In addition to that, kami pong mga coaches.
Si Guzman, sasali rin.
Oh, si Tatay Nick. Shout out.
Si Jim Nick.
Boss Nick, Jim.
Si Paching. Okay. Balik daw kayo sa
mapupuno na natin yung class.
Puno na, no? Kami pong mga coaches, nagko-cross training po kami. So, it doesn't mean the coaches kami, we stop already. No, we keep practicing. We learn new trends, updates. Even Coach Tani, ano pa siya, ang aming head coach, shout out Coach Tani. Nagko-cross-train siya, nag-train pa siya sa BMW. anything na may time kami. Ako, nag-cross-training ako kay Coach Mel Aquino.
Yo,
Mel.
Yes po, idol natin. Oh, Coach Mel. Ayun,
sa track, ang ating attitude. Parang nakita ko, pati race track.
Nag-race track din po kami. It's because of Pops Ari sa Top Gear noon. So nagkaroon po kami invitation. Hindi po namin pwedeng talikuran si Coach Che, ang staff niya. Kasi invitation ng Top Gear. So I need to Coach perform. Che. Na-intimidate kasi Coach Che dahil idol niya daw ako. Sabi ko, hindi. Pagdating sa track, zero po ako. Parang gano'n. Kasi hindi po, tama ka. Hindi po pwede sabihin na magaling ka kagad. You have to empty your cup, learn new things, and then combine them So yun po ang aming attitude sa Motor Clyde.
Ako meron akong question.
Yeah.
Pwede magtanong. I'm just really curious kasi si Coach Clyde, feeling ko talaga sobrang galing na talaga eh. Sa dami ng mga training, sa abroad. I'm just curious, paano kayo nag-start mag-motor? Parang did you learn by yourself o talaga nag-train din kayo when you started riding?
Okay. I learned from my friends. Tapos curious na ako high school. At least B50. Yan yung first bike ko.
Yamaha na B50.
Yamaha B50 po. Pag maka tayo mga bata, pagka makapag-throttle ka lang, masaya ka na eh. So, hindi po doon nag-stop. So, pangarap ko lang yun, college service ko, B50, tapid sa gasolina. May medical books ako dito, eto throttle at that time because of lack of knowledge, hindi pa uso daw yung helmet eh. Diba?
Correct.
Tapos
correct.
Pag naulan, oo, eto, kayong, tapos eto throttle, nagdadrive na ako eh. Oo, B50, hindi ka nadudumihan eh kasi may fairing. Ang ano ko dyan, nung first bike ko 2012, back there sa Saudi na, is I had to learn new things. Kasi akala ko yung mga big bike na yan, kapares lang ng regular bike. But then there was an incident na medyo may konting sunscreen, nag-umambon ng konti. Ang dulas ng kalsada, napadaan ako sa curb.
Sandstorm, yun ang hindi natin maranasan dito. Wild.
Wild.
Yes po. Hi daw kay Motobex. Pag turn ko, merong metal plate doon. Aba, I almost fell down kasi mag-slide. Walang magaling na rider at saka perfect na goma. Pagka naglilin ka, banking ka, tapos merong metal plate. So, pag tumba mo, imbis mag-low side, saan ka nakakita ang lumili ko sa right tapos yung manibela na sa left? I need to counter steering dahil kung hindi. Yari ka eh. Tapos may basic akong konti ng motocross tong college. Eh, may nakita kong parang sabi ko, yung gutter doon, parang ginawa kong berms. So, Harley Davidson, 883. Sabi ko, tirahin ko to pa. And I was using Caterpillar shoes. Sabay diretso apa. So, sabi ko, madadali tayo sa motor na yan. Eh, yung first fall ko, pag-stop lang, parking. So, may isang coach po galing sa Riyadh noong 2014. Sabi ko, after 2 years, nag-train po ako sa kanya. I got certification. And then, I repeated many times. Tapos, lahat ng mga possible courses na in-offer, I attended those. And then, I realized I benefited a lot kasi pinagkinumbine mo po yan. Plus, of course, ang pinaka-worst kasi sa ating rider, yung worst experience, ka nga sabi, best teacher. Pero wag na natin paabot sa mas masaktan ka pa bago ka matuto, di ba? So, correct. Yun po ang aming concept. Pero hindi pa ako perfect na normal. Yeah. May mga injuries din po tayo as part nag-double jump, triple jump, ACL injury. may mga tama din sa collarbone. Mga ganun.
So,
and ayaw natin mangyari sa estudyante. Coach Erwin.
How did you get into riding? Same question. Ba't mo naisip? I mean, you're an executive, right? You worked abroad. What got you interested in riding and learning from Coach Clyde?
Well, that's my retirement plan eh. Sabi ko, pagdating ko kasi ng age of 40, dapat magbutor na ako.
Kahit mag-retire ka ng 40? Wow, big time!
Abroad!
Sana all! Sana all!
Abroad!
Sana all!
Hindi, honestly, well, sabi ko kasi, pagdating ko ng 40, I just want to ride and spend another couple of years abroad. And I want to retire na. So 15 years in Saudi Arabia, I think is enough. So stricto ang talaga sa goal. So sabi ko nga, gusto ko magmotor. Pero sabi ni Mrs., as you know, she's the big boss. Hindi pwede yan. Delikado, this and that. And only until makita kita na nag-train or marunong talaga. Tinanong niya ako, marunong ka ba big bike? Sabi ko, hindi. Scooter lang ako before, tsaka yung pang tricycle. Sabi niya, bakit Harley pa ang gusto mo? Sabi ko, well, gusto ko yun.
Talina talaga ng misis mo, pare. Swerte ka dyan. Yan ang mga tama nga. Hindi ka pinagbawal. Pero sabi niya, you need to go through the right steps. That's a winner. Oo.
Well, that's it. I went to see a person na magtuturo sa akin talaga. That's why what I said before about our history. So na-meet ko talaga si Coach Clyde. And I think Coach Clyde saw something in me na naging mag-best friend kami. Talagang from the beginning, tatawag yan sa akin. Bro, libre ka ba? Sabi ko, okay naman. Ako naman, paggabi, wala na akong ginagawa dahil tapos na ako. Sasabihin niya, punta ka naman dito kasi wala akong kasama. So hindi ko alam, nanggugroom na tong tao, nabubudol na. Coach, pakuha naman ng phone. Coach, ano naman ng motor. So through small things, I'm starting to learn. During my college, my banking days, I also teach college. You know, nagturo din ako ng dalawang semester sa business course. So, doon kami nag-starting Coach Clyde. Sabi ko, Coach, gawin mo yung presentation more strategic, more, sabi natin, more refined, i-refine natin yung module natin. So, I think I in a small way, nakapag-contribute naman ako kay Coach Clyde how to start the business goals. So, yun, nag-start ako doon kay Coach Clyde. But 1990s, scooter lang talaga ako. From Dio, Yamaha, everything. So, yun. Ay, doon ang start ng biking ko.
How did you, yung scooter life mo, what made you want to ride a scooter?
90s, bro. Necessity. Guwapo ko noon. Pag nag-scooter ka, nasa BPI ako noon. So, parang sa lugar namin, 10 lang kami naka-scooter eh. So, technically, I was a banker at the start. So, una kong bilhin, hindi ko kaya ang kotse. Hindi naman kami mayaman. So, pinanganak naman ako ng maayos sa pamilya. So, sabi ko nga, scooter is enough. So, yung una ko na ipundar. So, scooter lang talaga. Big bike is just one of the dream, you know? As a kid. Until nang nakapag-abroad, sabi ko, sana retirement, makapag-big bike. And luckily, nasuportahan naman tayo.
Nice. So, actually, that's really how I started riding. Practicality, eh. Kasi, I grew up abroad and mahilig ako sa bisikleta. And then, noon nag-college ako dito, hindi ko kaya nagko-commute ako, nag-jeep ako. Then, kung noon na may kotse kami, ginagamit ko, hindi ko kaya. So, that's why nag-motor ako. Kasi, sobrang, parang feeling ko, ang samang, masama akong tao, pag naka-kotse, parang kaaway ko lahat. Pero kung naka-motor ako, kahit ma-traffic, nakangiti pa rin ako eh. Kahit pagod ako from work. You know what I mean? Iba yung ugali ng rider sa cager. Diba? Iba yung mindset eh. Tanggap mo pagbasa ka. So, and it's also the practicality. Hmm. Now, I'm curious, Glenn. What are their motorcycles? Ano yung mga bike nyo ngayon? Since dream mo, Erwin, magka-big bike. Ano yung nasa garahe nyo ngayon? Coach Clyde.
Coach Clyde.
Okay. Sa ngayon, wala na akong mga big bikes. Naiwan na sa Saudi and binenta ko na yan. Yes.
Okay, okay.
Pero yung first bike ko, nasa school na, which is the Street 750. Before pa ako nag-exit, meron na. Tapos we got a Vespa. And then looking forward for another. Pero nagsisimula pa lang ulit ako. And it's, as an OFW, it's quite difficult to start from the scratch, you know. Ang dilema po sa mga OFW, either nag-enjoy ka doon, or ayaw mo wait dahil wala kang ipon. Kung may ipon ka naman, hindi mo alam paano mag-start sa negosyo. So through the help of Coach Erwin and partners, we are really guided. And actually, misis namin, parehas na sila ng business partner. Kaya nakakatuwa po, naging mas close pa kami pamilya.
Nice.
Sa Saudi, may dalawa pa akong motor training bike kasi we have a school partner din si Coach Erwin. Ongoing, we still have the BMW 310R. That is suitable for training. And then my Suzuki Jigster pa ako na 50 na full cage po siya. Ongoing pa rin po ang training. Nakapagturo tayo doon. So, yun. Si all Coach Erwin, right. Tanungin mo sa bike.
Oh, Coach Erwin, dream bike mo?
Well, dream bike, nakuha ko nung una talaga yung Roadster. So, Roadster. Wow. Harley Davidson Roadster. So, sabi ko, okay na siya. So, nung nagsa training na, mga motor school na, so nadagdagan ng konti. So currently, we have the BMW GS. We have the Vespa and the Royal Enfield as well. So medyo nakakatuwa kasi maraming namimit na riders, maraming magagandang deals. So yeah, I think it will not stop here. Sabi nga, ang daming lumalabas sa magandang motor. Ang daming mababait na dealer. And we're thankful for all the dealers. Hindi ko na isa-isahin, pero thank you for supporting Motor Clyde. Hindi ko alain na ang lead pala ng riding industry na makakilala pagdating sa riding. Kasi dati, pinanonood lang namin lahat eh. Alam mo yun, pagdating namin. So we never thought that we will be having this competition on the 25th na na-meet namin lahat ng dapat i-meet. So ngayon kayo, na-meet namin. We never thought na mamimit namin, makakausap namin din kayo. So we're really glad that the riding industry is appreciating yung mga tulad namin nagsisimula.
That's such an awesome story, man. I'm blown away. Before we talk about the event this weekend, ano yung next bike nyo? Or ano yung holy grail bike nyo? Like, what is the bike na gustong-gusto mo?
Erwin muna.
Ako, ito hindi alam ni Mrs. to sa Saudi. Ah.
Sana hindi siya nanonood.
Sana hindi siya nanonood. Kasi yung bike ko sa Saudi is Sportster din, 48. Tapos in a couple of months, pinalta natin ng brand new na Iron Harley din. Itong si Coach Clyde Budol yan eh. After another 4 months, pinapalta niya ng Street Glide. It's a huge bike. So that's my last bike actually. So I had 3 in Saudi Arabia. So the Street Glide is our favorite. Technically, yes, yun ang goal ko dream. Pero ngayon, Philippine setting for me, I think I will go with Heritage. That's the most, I know ultimate. Heritage of Harley Davidson.
Heritage Classic. Yeah, ganda yun.
Heritage.
I don't know Spain. Yeah. Heritage Classic. In fact, ano, Coach Erwin, yung tinuruan nyo lately is my neighbor. Si Dr. June Azores bought a Heritage Classic. Dr. Wow. June, he's June. My neighbor. Dito sa harap ng bahay ko yung ano niya eh. Nakikita ko yung Harley niya everyday. Inggit na inggit nga ako eh.
Oy, Gino, kumusta yung Turkey? Salamat sa invite ah. Nag-track ka pa doon kasama ng CF Moto.
Nice.
Hey, ano, Coach Clyde, Coach Erwin, I think it's
Coach Clyde, ano yung dream bike mo?
Okay, marami na ako naging motor.
Oh, so ito, na-experience mo na lahat.
Almost, yes po. I'm looking after dito is gusto ko yung Street Glide Police.
Wow, parang wala dito niyan.
Yun nga po eh, pero magkakaroon one day, hopefully. Kaya nga dream bike eh. Nagkaroon na tayo ng Vira, Heritage, Sportster, XR, na Harley. Nagkaroon din ako ng motard na DRZ, Suzuki. And then KTM 125, champion tayo sa 125. Motor namin actually yun ni Coach Erwin. I'm sad to say na ninakaw. Ah. Oh, may sindikato. Yes po, nag-champion tayo din, ninakaw doon. Tapos, I got the 250 YZ. A shout-out kay Nanding, Bader, Momento. Ang champion na tinuruan natin sa The Mom. Riyadh. Damam. Then may champion na rin tayong estudyante sa off-road na naging champion na lately. Si Jay Somilog. Ang sarap bilang coach, no? You're developing champions out there.
Galing, galing, galing.
Yes po. So, dream bike ko po ay Street Bike Police dito. Street Glide. Of course, dagdagan na ng konting adventure bike din kasi gusto ko pa rin po talaga ng adventure eh.
Ang sarap sa Pinas yung adventure bike dahil sa mga lubak eh. Di ba? At saka paha.
Ako na right,
yeah, yeah.
Yes po, go ahead.
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
Kasi ako, I always think na mga naked bikes yung mga super agile when it comes to turning. Pero why are you fans of cruisers and bakit yun yung choice nyo when it comes to ano sa... like sa skills training, is it because maneuverable ba talaga ang cruisers or is it just ayun yun yung bumabagabag sa isip ko kasi alam ko cruiser talaga ano lang
sexy.
Diba
yung
chill chill na hindi kasi pag cruiser di ba relax na riding pero pag nakita ka ng cruiser na lumiligo parang oh my god ang galing di ba
yun po yung beauty sa aming school. The more na mabigat, the better skills that you can handle a bike. Kasi ang iba po kasi, ang bigat, ang hirap-hirap naman yan. Pati nga mother-in-law ko, si mami, sabi niya, Diyos ka po, pagka bigat-bigat niyang bike. Kasi Batangas eh, sabi ko, mami, ang motor po ay sinasakyan, hindi po binubuhat. So through these skills na itinuturo namin nila Coach Erwin, Coach Sunny, sa Motor Clyde, and the rest of our coaches, Ang aming training bike lang po kasi sa Jeddah is my Road King. So, hindi po papasa ang isang coach pagka hindi kabisado ang Road King. Sabi ko, ibalibag niyo yan, ganito. Tapos, gawin yung 18 feet na mag-circle kasi that is one of the requirement for me. As a training director, I make sure that our coaches pass through a lot of series of trainings and a lot of skills na ma-develop. Yung coaching, teaching sa lecture ay na-develop na lang yan. Pero yung skills, kasi as what we said, we practice what we teach. Pero pagdating sa naked bike, of course, napakadali lang po. Kasi favorite ko po yan sa, ano eh, sa pag nag-moto gym ka na po ako. One day makikita niyo po tayo paano gawin siya in a proper way if you're gonna organize the tunay na rider safety group riding group training. Aba, magandang ano po yan. Back to Pops Aris. May tinatanong ka, Pops Aris?
Yeah, yeah. Ito, kasi alam nyo, ang Motor Clyde, hindi lang naman si Coach Clyde at si Coach Irwin. They are a team of high caliber coaches. I think it's but proper for these two gentlemen to mention yung mga kasama nila. I think pito sila o walo eh, na nagko-compose ng Motor Clyde.
It's a brand new year and we're excited to be back recording in person in a brand new and state-of-the-art Podcast Network Asia Studios.
If you're a podcaster that needs a place to record and be assisted by the best podcast producers, you can book your studio time at
studios.podcastnetwork.asia to get the best podcast experience like us.
Soon, we will also be live streaming and recording our episodes with a live audience so you can interact
with us and our guests as we record live.
Slots are limited! To get access now, go to pnalive.com and we'll see you in our next recording session.
So we have a phone-in question. Tanda ako, phone-in. May question sa comment section. Are you still training future trainers? Yan. So idagdag natin sa tanong ni Aris.
Yes. Let me answer, Coach Clyde.
Go ahead.
We already have a course for that. And we're just waiting for some details kasi ang part of the coaching team will be an international coach. So wow. Hindi naman pwedeng kami lang mag-certify.
Wow.
Unfair naman na parang tuturuan ka namin, bigyan ka namin ng certificate. Brother Iba, trainer ka na. Hindi naman pwede yun. So, yeah. We are also decent in giving a module. We already created the module actually. We're just waiting for the final confirmation ng aming international partner. Para naman, yung tuturo namin plus yung ituturo niya, eh, sealed talaga. So, when you got the certificate that you're a trainer, you can easily say that, okay, this guy can really teach or can train. So, yun ang amin. So, yes, the answer is yes. Watch out for it. We're gonna do it, hopefully, end of this year or fourth quarter. Inaayos lang namin yung details. Kasi hindi talaga pwedeng walang international trainer eh. So, the credibility will be more bigger pag may international trainer.
May bago akong pangarap that just, ano, I just... Now I want to be a Motor Clyde trainer.
Okay, why not?
Para mag-train.
Yes po.
Oh, di ba?
Kasi ni, ano, Gino Rufino, dapat ba Harley gamitin? Si Gino, naka-multistrada eh.
Open po tayo kahit anong motor.
If you allow me...
Sama ka sa class.
Sasali ako.
Iba, Brother Iba, if you allow me, Coach... Our school, we do have different kinds of motorcycle for the information of everybody. We have two Harley Davidson and we're planning to get another two. We have two BMW GS310. We're planning to get another one as well. We have two Royal Enfield. Shout out kay Boss Jimmy ng Royal Enfield. And Brother Mel of New Neymar. So we have another Royal Enfield as well, na Scram. And we have Vespa also. And we're planning to take another scooters kasi kakailangan din sa LTO. So, that's in the pipeline.
I just wanna read yung comment ni Honorio. Siguro kung ang mga OFW na may pusong matulungin uwi na, lalong gaganda ang Pilipinas.
Yeah.
Pwede.
Tumayo yung balahibo ko doon. Nagka-goosebumps ako, Kinorio.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you po.
Coach, i-mention mo na yung ka-teammates nyo na kapwa OFW nyo. Dalawa ata doon lang ang hindi OFW, former OFW.
Yes. Coach Erwin, paki-mention.
Yeah, ang mga coaches namin, shoutout, nanonood ngayon. Si Coach Jerry na nasa Saudi pa rin. Coach Joff from who is in Ducati, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Coach Ronel nasa Harley-Davidson, Jeddah. And si Coach Rod, he's coming over permanently in April. So he's our fourth guy who will be coming here from Saudi Arabia. Tapos yung dalawa rito, si Teniente Senon Gupit, ang isa naming mahusay na junior assistant. And si Edward, isang magaling na adventure rider namin kasama. So that's the composition namin ng coaches. Wow.
Celebrity coach.
May celebrity rider coach din tayo, si JC San.
Nice. Ayan.
Nag-assist namin si JC. So he's tinapos niya lahat ng courses namin. In fairness to this gentleman na super humble, lahat ng courses ng Motor Clyde, he took it and now he's in the pipeline as well.
Future vlogger na coach, sino?
Yeah.
Si Coach sino? Clyde.
Hindi ako. Shout out din sa mga friends natin, moto vloggers, na sila Carlos Alonga,
sila Moto Connect.
Inday, Moto Connect nandiyan.
Yes, Moto Connect, yeah.
Yes. Si Dr. Marge. Hi, Dr. Marge. Inday, writer.
Yeah. Lahat ng may moto sa pangalan.
Hey guys, ito moto chismis to ha. Ito taga Motor Clyde may niluluto eh. That, you know, Motor Clyde is a very legitimate motorcycle riding skills training center. But there's one thing na may niluluto sila that will make it more legitimate as compared to other training centers. They are accrediting, in the process of accreditation with the Land Transportation Office. Kaya na magkwento.
Uy!
Nadali mo. Okay.
Yung comment question ni Gino, what's the difference with the Motor Clyde module from the others like DRE, Honda Zero, Honda Zero to Podium, sila Coach Mel, yung mga tropa natin, si Coach Toto, yun.
Yes. Aside from training director, okay. Aside from our regular module, we are also basing on the weaknesses and performance of the rider. Kasi hindi na mo po pwede mag-stick ka sa module mo and then nag-struggle yung estudyante. We are quite flexible for that. And then we have our means that can identify their own weaknesses and then kinoconvert po natin sila into a positive riding habits, ma-develop further ang kanilang skills. So hindi lang basta-basta module na sinusunod, napakaganda po ng ano ng response po at the end of the day. And we assure that yung ibang mga estudyante nagpo-progress po sa next level po namin. Coach Erwin, to add on?
Yes, the difference is two things we are quite unique sa ibang training center. Number one, we do one-on-one coaching in terms of different kinds of motorcycle. So we conduct first we focus on the fundamentals of safety ridings on street practices. That's number one. Mm-hmm. So lahat ng weaknesses sinabi ni Coach Clyde. Number two, we allow the trainees to use different kinds of motorcycle namin. Sabi niya, yes. No coach, gagamitin ko lang kasi ganito. No, you have to try it. Even maliit ka, or matangkad ka, apayat ka, mataba ka. So all our motorcycles are available, pinagagamit namin.
Because sinabi mo, matanda, maliit, mataba, o kami yun?
Kami.
Parang all in, no? All in.
All in.
Perfect.
Nakasimawad si Pops Aris, so, riding standards.
Another thing is, our training center is also focuses on a customized group training. So, one of the good things we do is, I believe, ito hindi namin kiniklaim. This is the comment from the other high-end brands and clubs ng mga motor. Kami lang po nagtuturo ng road captainship training.
Yes.
Kung saan, pwede namin i-certify mag-lead ang isang rider sa isang group. So, hindi yung nag-imbita si Makimoto sa amin, bro, let's do a group ride. Pero hindi niya alam, hindi naman ako magaling mag-ride, marunong. Tapos si Papa Aris, si Coach Clyde, mga baguhan. Ang sasabihin ni Moto, si Moto, sasabihin ni Makimoto, okay, let's meet up sa gasoline station. Okay, ah, kita na tayo sa Tagaytay. That's it. Is it a group ride?
Ginagawa ko talaga yun.
Okay. I had another brain fart, and I would love to have you guys on again to talk about tips for group riding. Safety tips, yes, how to, and then we'll go deep in so that everybody here rides in groups. But we've never really had a lesson about group riding. So
we'd
love to have you on again to talk about group riding specifically.
Yeah, no problem.
Sa problema sa group ride, especially if you're not familiar with the people that you're riding with. Tapos, sasabak agad sa, kunyari, long ride. Nagkakaroon ng problem. May nawawala, biglang, alam yun, may mga... So, I think captainship works if you know how to ride on a group. What's the... Ano yung tama, ano yung mali, riding on a big group. Kasi some people, pag sinabi, ay dami, hindi na ako sasama. Kasi magulo yan eh. Pero I've ridden with a lot of groups. Like, for example, sila John D. sa Mindanao Freedom Ride. We were 60, 70.
Si pero John D.
It was very, it's very organized. And I think, hindi ko alam kung that's part of the, ano, yung captainship program that you're teaching. Hindi lang yung magli-lead, but also yung participants na sasama sa isang group ride. Tama ba?
Totoo po. Actually, Pops Aris can tell you about the proper way how to manage the group riding. Kasi isa siya sa mga ayaw actually. Pag pinag-group ride namin, hindi coach, magbibidyo na lang po ako ha. Mag-o-overtake ako sa inyo, kukunan ko kayo. Lagi niya excuse yan eh, kasi nagko-cover daw siya. Maybe he got bored until one day na siya na pala yung road captain. So can you express your, ano, your experience po?
Pa-add ako, Coach Clyde, ha?
Go ahead.
There are two things that, syempre, I like the road captainship course as a whole. But there are two things that really stuck in my mind na very unique dun sa course nyo. One is the first aid application. Wala pa ako nakita nagturo nun sa mga courses. And it's very important how to take care of an injured rider. Yes. Ginawa natin yan, exercise na yan, di ba? Meron pa kompleto sila ng parapernalia. Meron silang dummy na pwede mo ellipse-ellipse. Hindi pala ellipse to
ellipse. Kasama pala si Buck noon. May dummy sila.
Tapos yung isa pa, ito, talagang ginawa namin to eh, nila Coach Clyde and Coach Irwin. Yung safe towing of a bike. Yung parang pag may tumirik na bike, hindi mo kailangan, lalo na wala kang matawag na towing, at tapos kailangan nyo na siyang dalhin sa safe place, tinuro nila sa amin yun.
Nice.
From two wheels to two wheels. Doing it safely and, the proper way. Ang galing nun. Nanikit sa utak ko yan. Thank you, Coach Clyde and Coach Irwin.
Ako, meron lang question.
Maki.
Ito pag may mga ride, ito yung common problems na nakikita ko. Madali pumunta sa isang lugar. Ang mahirap, yung pag-aalis na kayo. Kanya-kanyang tulak ng mga bike, paatras, hila, di ba? So is it part of your training how to, kunyari, maneuver the bikes while idle, na hindi umaandar?
Actually, kasama po yan sa managing the group that you have to park the rider in an organized manner. Hindi po pwedeng kanya-kanya. Ako, as a road captain, I go ahead and secure the area, give them space, and then I get off my bike and try to help everyone else. Hindi po pwedeng isipin mo na sarili mo. And then part of our training, we teach them how to use the reverse on our motor. May mga reverse kayo sa motor. Diba? Alam ni Pops Aris yan. Eh. May hindi nyo ginagamit yung reverse gear nyo.
Lahat ng bikes may reverse.
Ay, sa ano na? Sa course na natin ang tunay na.
Oh, yeah. Tama. Tama, di ba? Nabitin ako.
tatlong technique doon pag reverse ng motor. Tatlong technique to make it much easier.
Motochismis. Motochismis na yan. Sige, we will save that for the 299 rider motoclimb course.
Di ba? Yung parking, problema kasi yan. May mga nagagalit kasi daw hinaharang.
Totoo po. Totoo.
Di ba?
Actually, tinuturo talaga natin yung riding etiquette as well.
Nice. Kasama sa lecture po, yes.
So, that's part of the course.
Alright, it's over an hour na, Aris. It's over an hour na. And hindi pa natin
pinag-usapan. Yeah, ito lang, emphasize ko lang.
Hindi pa natin pinag-usapan yung event.
Wait. Isa lang. I think a lot of people are very interested dun sa road captainship. But let me emphasize this kasi inulit-ulit to ng mga coaches ng motoclide. Hindi lahat pumapasa doon. Not all are born leaders.
Yeah.
Ayan, kaya may bumabagsa, kaya hindi ibig sabihin nag-enroll kayo, you'll get the badge. Tama ba, Coach Clyde, Coach Erwin?
Yes.
No, and I also don't want the responsibility.
Yeah.
If it's a leader to be a captain, everything is on your shoulders. You need to be ready for that responsibility. True. Ako, I'd rather enjoy and follow pag nakamotor.
That's why the minimum requirements for you to become a road captain, at least you have to take 2 courses sa amin. Kasi it's not appropriate you're a road captain tapos yung skills mo parang kamote pa rin. So anong ipapakita mo? You're such a, you should be a good role model. And ikaw nga nagli-lead tapos ang skills mo ay nagda-duck walking ka lang, simpleng U-turn. Hindi po pwede yan sa amin. Alam yan ni Boss Aris. So I think we are lack of time.
Yeah, let's talk about the event. What's happening this weekend? Ako, I'm for sure gusto ko. Punta tayo, Aris, Maki.
Yeah,
yes. Yes po. Okay, Coach Erwin, I'll tell them initially. Okay. So what's going on March 25 and why did we came up with this kind of activity? Kasi ito po yung aming reward sa ating mga students. So for them to exercise and to be a role model sa precision riding, yung mga proper techniques in handling, different types of bikes, and we open it to everyone para makita nila na, uy, kahit ganitong palang obstacle, very doable. And also, we have to take this opportunity na makilala natin ang isa't isa sa riding community. And hindi to agalingan na gusto ko champion agad. No. It's about blending to the community. Ibinibigay namin ito sa community. Actually, napaka-generous namin ni Coach Erwin. Ang dami pang pa-premyo. Tapos we are giving cash prize para sa mananalo po. So we have an adventure category. Full na po siya. May mga humihirit pa. Meron na po siyang 12 pairs kasi they're gonna take off both simultaneously to save time. Tapos magpapalive din ako bukas para may raffle draw at saka may mga pa-premyo. And we have a touring category. We have cruiser. We have naked in sports. And we have, sabihin ko na, Coach, may Air Force. May Air Force category exclusive.
Wow.
We have Underbone, we have a scooter. And the unique part of this competition, we have a group. So dapat sa group, meron po kayong 4 members, sabay-sabay kayo magte-take off to perform the drill. Oh, first time in the Philippines talaga. So doon pa lang, synchronize and precise talaga movements nyo. Bawal magkamali kasi domino effect. So, Coach Erwin, to add on.
Yes, I think this is the first time that you will see a competition na precision riding and magkakalaban ng iba't ibang klaseng motor pero on their categories. Medyo maganda rin yung cash prize, as big as 20,000 pesos sa group riding category. Pag sa individual, as much as 15,000 with vouchers pa yon. So aabutin ng 20,000 din. Pero ang maganda po highlights nito is this is the start. Next year kasi, I'm sure maybe we're gonna have a bigger crowd or mas maraming sumali. Ngayon kasi almost 80 riders ang nag-join.
80 is big.
Yeah, and yes. Next year, kasama na kami ni Maki at ni Aris kasi dumaan na kami sa courses.
Yes, of course.
Hindi, so, coach na ako nun.
So that's one of our highlights na gusto naming i-reward sa mga kaibigan natin na motorista, na this is for all of you. Tsaka yung mga supporters natin, mga companies na nag-push to have this kind of an event kasi this is the first time na gagawin natin.
Nice. Okay. So, it's very exciting. Tsaka yung, we're very excited to attend this event this weekend.
What time daw yung start? Saturday? Tanong
What time?
7:30 in the morning ang simula natin. So, 8:30 ang event proper.
Okay.
Ang championship po, it will start from, kasi qualifying rounds po siya. So, sa dinami na niya, kailangan matapos po namin. Tapos, ang finals po niyan is like around 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Kasi yes, before 5, we need to finish. Yes.
May pwede pa bang sumali? Yung pwede pang...
Close na po siya. Close
wala
na po.
Na, oh.
Yes.
Sayang, so wala na. Gugulatin ko sana kayo lahat. Ayan na yung poster natin.
Wow.
First National Riding Competition.
Malamang, I can probably get there by mga 1 siguro.
Abot pa. Sa championship.
Abot pa.
Kaya lang, hindi na makikita yung demo ng Motor Clyde.
Anong oras yung demo?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Oh, ay, iba, agahan natin.
Coach Erwin, sino mga possible guests natin, Coach?
Yan.
Yeah, maraming guests. Maraming guests. Ayoko
mo. Uy, surprise guest, ha?
Si JC.
Juicy. Mga juicy items ba yan? Yes,
yes. Mamaya, after the backstage.
Pwede.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's...
Pero, maraming may parapol tayo, ha? I would like to take... If you don't mind, let me thank also. Okay lang po ba?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
love all kami sa tunay na rider.
Please.
But not all love us.
Yes. Lahat po ng mga clubs, thank you very much for supporting Motor Clyde. This is for all of you. Hindi ko na kayo isa-isahin. Madami po kayo. But again, in behalf of Motor Clyde Training Center, thank you very much sa aming mga partners, sa aming mga supporters, sa aming mga trainees. Thank you very much for everything. Coach Clyde.
Napakarami po sa listahan. Hindi ko na pwede isa-isa. Ilalabas na lang po namin ng video. Mahirap na may makalimutan kami, no? Pero maraming salamat po. And eto po, lahat ng ating pinaghirapan, ibinabalik namin sa inyo. Yes. Kasi may moto tips po kami live para sa lahat ng mga visitors, sa mga participants. Magbibigay po ako ng maraming tips. Unlimited po tayo, eh.
Nice,
wow.
Nice.
Thank you po.
Only tips.
Only okay. Tips.
On that note, wala na tayong time. So, we will ask you the hardest question of the night. So, ano ang definition para sa inyo ng tunay na rider? Let's start with Coach Erwin.
Yes. Para sa akin, ang tunay na rider ay marunong rumispeto sa batas ng gobyerno. At marunong rumispeto at sumunod sa mga nakakatandang rider. And higit sa lahat, priority ang pamilya kesa ego sa pag-ride para makauwi ng isang piraso. Thank
Yun.
I see Coach Clyde.
Okay, ang definition po sa akin ng tunay na rider, unang-una, kailangan po disiplinado at saka skillful rider. And of course, kailangan po may tinatawag tayong balance sa pag-asikaso sa pamilya. Mahal mo ang pamilya mo at mahal mo ang passion mo sa pagmamotor. And of course, kasama na dyan sa discipline yung pag-respeto sa kapwa rider and following the traffic rules at in a legal manner, no? So, yun lang po.
I love that, man. That's yung definition. Hold on, ba't tayo nakastock?
Selfie. I love it.
No, I love that answer because what you guys said is riding isn't just about the motorcycle. It isn't about being able to go fast, but it's about balance. No? It's about balance, not just going fast and going slow. It's about balance in your life. It's about balancing family and the riding. Ang lalim. Parang,
ang ganda.
You guys were talking, parang yung school nyo isn't just about riding. No? It's about creating parang a zen thing, di ba? Parang it's about equilibrium and balance.
Yin-yang.
Yin-yang.
Tama. Hindi, kasi right. Sila coach, they're teaching balancing on a motorcycle. And hindi lang pala pagmumotor, pati yung lifestyle, balance yeah. din.
Kailangan balance yung coach rin, di ba? Yung family life, everything, to be able to teach. So yeah, this is our show this week. I hope you guys learned. Mackie, what's happening next week?
Okay, next week, we'll have isa sa mga pinaka maingay at at the same time, I'm surprised. It's actually also controversial, but it's very exciting for all the participants na sumali dito sa FJ Motocross Mountain Cross Adventure. So we're having the organizer si Sir Don Joseph. Joseph next week. So
harapan, subaybayan niyo yan. Versus Don Joseph.
Don Joseph, certificate ko last year sa Magallanes. Hindi ko nakuha. I joined last year.
So next week is going to be an exciting and a fun episode. Hopefully no drama. Right, Aris?
Ibigyan natin FJ Moto. Ano ba?
Oo, drama natin yun. Again, see you guys next week. See you on Saturday, Coach Erwin, Coach Clyde.
Please.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing for the riding community.
Thank you. Mabuhay po kayo lahat. Tunay rider, OFW, Saudi Arabia. Mabuhay ang Pilipinas. Thank you.
Peace you all.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.